Simon.
Yeah, welcome.
Good evening, Nigeria.
Yeah, dobro vechen. Yeah, we're cool like that.
Dobro vechen. Spasiba. I'm just settling down. The weather is not so bad, even though I need to go get a jacket right now. In fact, like two. The Super Eagles, I'm sure you're aware, are due to be in Kaliningrad on Thursday. Who they laughing for that?
they're laughing at the pronunciation of Spasiba. Spasiba.
Spasiba. Okay. Right. You're looking at your Russian dictionary. That's right. Good. Well, I have a friend here. Who is taking me around this evening? You know, we just settled in, so I need to just look around Moscow. Moscow is where the Nigerian contingent landed, though. The first batch of supporters club and other Nigerians as well. Alex, right?
Yes. Yeah. Alex is here. Alex, how you doing?
I'm great. And how are you, man?
All right. Did you hear that? You're English. All right. Alex is a Russian. And good guy, his English is, you know, not bad at all. And he was just telling me that he actually, you know, schooled in England for a bit, and that's why his English is okay. So, Alex, what is the world expecting to see at this World Cup?
I actually don't know what it will be. We must see it.
But you think that Russia will be pulling off, you know, one of the best World Cups in history?
You know, I can't believe in it, but if it will be true, it will be a fairy tale like this.
Fairy tale, right?
Yes.
So how are Russians, though? You know, some people come to Russia for the first time, you know, look at Vladimir Putin and say, you know, maybe all Russians are like, you know, the revered president and all that. Are Russians really friendly? I mean, you're friendly. What
yes.
about general?
I think everyone... Every Russian is a friendly, you know. We don't need to take a war with anyone.
Mm.
Yes, we're peaceful.
Very peaceful.
Yes, peaceful.
Okay. Not minding what we hear about the issues with Ukraine and, you know, England and all that.
Yes, I know from Ukraine guys. You know, every person are different. It doesn't matter where you live in Russia or Zambia or France,
Nigeria.
Freaks are everywhere, but if you are not freak, you will meet not freaks like you. All right.
So let's have a little Russian lesson right here. People are listening to you right now, the whole of Nigeria and the whole world as well. They listen to us on comfortfm.com. Say something in Russian, say hi to Nigerians, and then say it in Russian and then interpret it.
Окей, добро пожаловать к нам в Россию, добро пожаловать на футбол. Надеюсь, вам понравится у нас в России. И я надеюсь, вы повторите свою поездку снова, не только связанную с футболом. Просто приезжайте в гости.
Окей, please, English.
Yes, you are welcome to Russia. I'm pleased to meet you here. And I'm sure that you come another time, but not only for Cup. You know, not only for football. I'm sure that you like Russia.
Okay. Well, we're hoping to like it. The whole world will be focused on Russia. We can't wait for the kickoff. Russia versus Saudi Arabia. Your prediction?
Who
do you think is going to win?
Is going to win?
You're not even sure if Russia is going to beat Saudi Arabia.
Okay, it'll be fun.
I don't know who will win. I will see it by my eyes.
Okay. So he's just neutral. From the way Alex is talking, I'm sure he's more engrossed in other things besides football, but it's okay. Everyone in Russia at the moment is focused on the World Cup. And you heard from him there?
He just
wants to wait and see if it's going to be the best World Cup, if the world will be entertained. We can't wait for that. So you heard as Alex talk now, if you say you speak Russian, you go step up your game. They don't give you... of giving you a loadout.
Yeah.
Any questions before I go get my jacket?
Definitely, you need your
Any
jacket.
More questions?
The big question right now in this part of the world, the Sport Writers Association of Nigeria yesterday said the coach Gerard Rowe and the NFF should focus on doing their job and allow the media do theirs so that the distraction does not continue. So let's know about the presence of the Nigerian media in Russia and whether or not they are there to do their job as the media and not to distract the team in its bid to do well at the World Cup.
Well, some partner media houses have, you know, taken the first step to go to the team's base, which is, you know, about a 100,000-hour flight from Moscow, where I am. So I just prefer to chill and see them later. My friend Colin Udo was there, you know, talked about how he, you know, he's been with the teams, even shared pictures about them in training. I wouldn't want to believe that the coach is probably implying that the likes of Colin and maybe Shino Okeleji of the BBC are the ones that are distracting the team. But of course, yes, everyone wants to be there to give you a dose of what the Super Eagles are doing, you know, before their first game against Croatia on Saturday. Right here in Moscow, I don't think that journalists are much. In fact, I could count just a handful in Moscow at the moment. I think we're just about four journalists from Nigeria who have arrived, that have arrived. We're expecting more to arrive tomorrow at the team's camp. From my last count, about, of course, international journalists are there, also of Nigerian descent. One that has been contracted by FIFA to be the official media man following the Super Eagles is Sam Audu, who works for FIFA Television. And we hear that he has been, you know, a renowned, what do I say, enemy of sorts with the NFF. So Sam Audu's presence there, Colin Udall, and maybe Shino, and maybe one or two more. I don't think you can stop the press because they take their time out. I told you it's a 100K flight from Moscow, right? Close to 2 hours. If any journalist or any organization sponsors, you know, their staff, their reporter to go cover the game, it just behoves on, you know, the media officer of the Super Eagles to know how to organize them in a way that they do not, you know, distract the team. What Gernot Rohr needs to focus on right now is putting the right mix, blending his players, making sure that he knows what he's going to play against Croatia. All that talk about media, I think it should play down right now. And even the media guys should play down on it. I remember just last week, it was Gernot Rohr trying to defend himself that he didn't say that Nigerian journalists are corrupt. But while defending himself, he still said they're bad eggs. So I hope that this media tussle doesn't, you know, affect the team in any way. But to tell journalists to stay away from the team, I really don't think that's possible.
Well, quite hopefully. Anyway, in this part of the world, we're not going to be staying away. We'll do a bit to track everything. We hope to get back to you again when you can rejoin us. Thank you so very much.
Go buy jacket.
Go get your jacket.
All right, we have a couple of partners that we'd like to thank, and maybe from tomorrow we'll go full swing. Some organizations have been graceful enough to support us in this quest to cover the World Cup in our own way, and let's hope that it's going to be, you know, well rewarding and well covered with you guys out there, right there in the studio, and me right here in Russia. I trust fans will get the best of World Cup coverage. Besides what you see on TV, you need to also, we'll take you to the streets of Russia to find out what the fans are saying. We'll go to the camp of the Super Eagles. We'll get to hear from them after every game, and the coach as well. That we promise you. And this would not be made possible. It couldn't have been possible without some of our partners. We'll start rolling it out from tomorrow. And don't forget, on D-Day, June 14, when the FIFA World Cup kicks off, we'll also be kicking off with Russia Rush, a show that comes your way every morning, 6:50 a.m. in all days of the World Cup. You can't beat that. So you got to wake up very early. And of course, the time suggests that it goes inside the Comfort Breakfast Fiesta Sports on weekdays, and of course weekends as well. We'll be giving you a dose of it. So Look at that, just chill. We're live in Russia. What a rush, guys.
What a rush, indeed. All right, all the latest feelers that you need to know and get from the 2018 World Cup.